This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Primary health care providers have a lot to do. They need to address urgent health problems as they arise, but they are also tasked with identifying early indications of illness or risk factors for diseases. They look for early signs of breast cancer, colon cancer, lung cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and the list goes on. One rule of thumb is that doctors tend not to screen for diseases for which there is no easy intervention, like anxiety. It is estimated that 40% of American adults have symptoms of anxiety, more women than men. Liz is 29, and for at least a decade, she's worried about life. First, it was exams, then jobs and finances, and now relationships. She figures she spends at least an hour each day worrying. This is actually the definition of anxiety, excessive worrying occurring on most days for at least 6 months. For Liz, this worry resulted in feeling on edge, fatigued, not concentrating well at work, and sleeping poorly. This week, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, a group of independent medical experts, recommended that doctors screen all adults under the age of 65 for anxiety. There is no scan or blood test for anxiety. There are just a number of questions that need to be asked to identify a likelihood for anxiety. Then, if anxiety is likely, there are more questions that follow. Not everyone who has anxiety has a clinical disorder that needs treatment. For those overwhelmed by anxiety, treatments can be useful, particularly certain kinds of psychotherapy, meditation, and mindfulness exercises. Medicines can offer short-term benefits, but they need to be accompanied by therapy. But well-trained therapists are in very short supply. As an example, psychotherapists at Kaiser, one of the nation's largest providers of healthcare, are on strike because of the dangerously long wait lists that patients have to receive psychotherapy. Even Kaiser can't address the need that already exists. Anxiety is not new, and there are reports of this disorder, albeit with different names, going back hundreds of years. Treatments were traditionally offered by shaman and priests. Perhaps current high rates of anxiety are related to the world we live in, with inflation, climate change, wildfires, crime, COVID, wars, and profound uncertainty. But humans are hardwired to worry. It's what kept our ancestors on the lookout for things like cave fires and wild animal attacks. But do we want to screen otherwise healthy people for anxiety when we don't have the proper long-term treatments available? I suspect what will happen is that doctors will take the only route available to them, to prescribe anti-anxiety medicines that have side effects, cost patients money, and don't address the root causes of anxiety. This approach to anxiety is clearly a big win for the pharmaceutical companies, who will see prescriptions for anxiety medicines skyrocket. But the prescriptions will also lead to overdependence on these drugs. If we screen lots of people with great effort, but we're not offering them long-term treatment, have we really done any good? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.